tomorrow's a big day for golfers when all of the golf clubs in Wexford and indeed the country open, and Buncluddy Golf and Fishing Club, of course, will open as well to its members, and I suppose other golfers within the county can travel within your own county. But Caroline Dunn is the general manager, and Caroline, I'm sure you're delighted to be getting back in action. It's been a frustrating period of time for golf as a sport that I suppose all age groups can play, an opportunity to exercise and all that. So it's great to have that you can welcome your members back tomorrow.
Yeah, it's great. It's really fantastic. Look, it's been tough for everybody in all industries. So look, a return to sport for many reasons. You know, it's outside, it's reasonably safe. It's mental health comes into it. Like, it's just, it's needed. It's so needed at this stage. You know, you can see in the last couple of weeks, people are dragging their heels a bit and people are a bit down in the dumps, and the return to sport is just, it's that boost that we needed.
On the plus side, I would say the course is in fantastic shape, Caroline, with no traffic on it for the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely superb. I mean, you know, the difference, I suppose next week it'll look a little bit different by the end of a week with lots of members back. But look, the final piece of the jigsaw is the members coming back, and we just, it's like Christmas Eve today. It just feels, we're so excited. The lads are here working, doing the last minute touch-ups and stuff, and it's just great. We can't wait to open the doors tomorrow morning, and we can't wait to see what the members feel and think at the end of the week, because I know they're going to be blown away. The course is just fantastic. It really is. The lack of traffic obviously benefits the course, doesn't benefit the members, unfortunately, but they will be blown away when they see the condition of the course tomorrow, and we're just really excited to see how they react to it.
You know, you're relatively young course, Caroline, and you depend a lot on green fees, I suppose. And people within the county can travel and play in Buncluddy, but it'd be difficult, and I suppose, Carlo, technically, could they play?
Look, that's the one that always raises issues. At the moment, it's members only anyway for all courses. So yeah. We haven't been given a roadmap yet as to when that's going to change. So it's a little bit different to last year. We had four phases with dates of when we were open to visitors and when we were open to green fees and stuff. But look, every club in Ireland boomed with membership last year, which was fantastic. It was probably the turn that golf needed. With so many other things closed, golf did certainly benefit from a lot of new members. So, you know, with, most importantly, get the members back, get them back playing, get them back on the course, and then down the line, possibly in 2, 3, 4 weeks. I'm not too sure how long it's going to be, but yes, obviously green fees are important for all clubs, but most importantly for me, it's the members. Get the members back and make sure they're happy.
And in terms of the rest of the clubhouse and that, can they open, Caroline?
No, so upstairs, like the bar and restaurant is closed. And again, that goes back to, we don't know, we don't have a roadmap as of yet. So, I mean, there's lots of talk in the background and outdoor dining and all that kind of thing. But look, hospitality are pushing hard to get reopened. I know pubs might struggle a little bit until we're vaccinated, but look, it's small steps and we're going in the right direction. So we just have to be positive and get through it step by step, and we will get there. You know, I think by the middle of the summer, we should be back in full swing to whatever our new normal is. Obviously, restrictions will stay in probably forever, to be honest. You know, with social distancing and masks and stuff like that, we'll be here for a long time, but we're getting there. We're really nearly there now at this stage.
Because when the hotel closed, sadly, in Buncluddy, you were able to offer a similar type service, weren't you, Caroline?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. The hotel obviously was a big blow. But look, that's quite a few years ago now, and we've gotten over that, and there's been lots of other positives and hurdles along the way. But yeah, we were able to, yeah.
What impresses you about the course at the moment? We know the fantastic finish there down by the River Slaney. It must look really terrific on a day like today.
It's unbelievable. I've just been out around the course. Mark was in front of me on a machine, and you could be in Spain today down the back. It's so quiet and peaceful. You can hear birds and the water. It's just heaven, a little piece of heaven. But generally, I mean, during the start of the lockdown, we did a huge amount of drainage, stuff that you can't actually do when there's a lot of traffic on the course. So they did a massive amount of work. They did a huge amount of holocorn. Look, there's a list the length of my arm of stuff that they did, and they worked non-stop, which is fantastic. You know, all the green staff were here all the way through, and it shows tomorrow morning. I can't wait to see the members after they play it, because they're going to be blown away.
And what did you do yourself, Caroline, during the lockdown?
So I worked all the way through, thankfully. I was lucky enough to work all the way through. It was quite busy, as other courses will tell you, because there was a huge amount of societies that booked in, vouchers bought at Christmas. booking through upstairs. So all of that work, you know, there's a lot of admin work had to be done. Then obviously all the new members from last year, the administration work has to be done with them. So I worked all the way through, which was great. I did some work outside as well. I helped the green staff from time to time. So yeah, it was good. I've been here, as I say, I've been lucky to be here. We had some members, you know, paying membership from early on in the year. So look, you can't close the door and walk away. We had to be here, and we were here every day. So the phone was answered daily to any questions or queries that we had.
Would you have been spotted sitting on a moor and cutting grass, Caroline? Would you have taken it that far?
You could have seen me doing a few things like that now and then, yeah, wearing wellies and doing all sorts.
Well, everybody that knows you knows that you're a jack of all trades. You have to be, don't you, in a golf club?
You do, yeah. I mean, there's what's my job specification? It's everything. You have to be a little bit of everything, you know, and I'd never ask anyone to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. So, yeah, you could see me doing anything, literally anywhere.
Now, golf, you know, we know the struggles of golf for a number of years, but COVID, in a way, has been a blessing, and in another way, it hasn't, of course, but it has attracted people to play golf. And do you think that trend will continue, Caroline?
Yeah, I think so. It definitely, last year was the turn that golf certainly needed, because golf over the years, as we all know, it's gone through its ups and downs, and, you know, people sort of moved away from being members and jumped around, and it had started coming back in the last 2 years. People were beginning to rejoin and stay in clubs. And then last year, the boom came when other sports weren't there. An awful lot of young people in particular, but then an awful lot of, we'll say, older people who may have played golf years ago and then decided to come back to it. So there's been a huge mix in age of who has rejoined and who's come to start and join golf. So it's brilliant. I mean, it's definitely the turn that golf needed. Unfortunately, we had the lockdowns in between, which wasn't great, but I think it will continue. I see even in the last 2 to 3 weeks, the membership applications are just coming day by day. It's fantastic, and long may it last.
And what does it cost to join Bunflody Golf and Fishing Club, Caroline?
So there's a couple of options. Under 35, it's €500, which is great value for year one. Then we have a distant membership outside 40-mile radius, which is 575, also great value. And then our annual membership is 975. And with each membership this year, we do have an incentive, because obviously we're aware of the fact that people have lost March and April. So there are incentives there for people joining. So again, the office is open every day, so they can call or email anytime, and we'll get back to them.
Yeah. And your officers, they've decided to stay in place, or has there been a change in captaincy?
No, we've had a change. Our two captains last year were happy to pass on.
They had enough, had they?
The extra year. Yeah, they obviously they didn't get the year they wanted, but they did get some stuff in between the lockdown. So, but they were happy to move on. So we have two new officers in place, and they're raring to go. Can't wait to get the year going.
Yeah, and I know Ken Leach is the male captain. He'll be there every day. What about the ladies captain, incoming captain?
He is, and the lady captain is here regularly too. Lisa O'Leary is our lady captain for 2021, and they're a great team, really good team. They get on very well together, and they've lots of plans. If we can just get the roadmap and dates as to when we can have little small get-togethers and events for them, and I hope we do, because last year the captains missed out on an awful lot of the get-togethers that you'd normally have. So I'm looking forward to that for them, because they're a great team.
Yeah, and the foresight of, I suppose, 13 individuals all those years ago. Well, it's about 12 years ago now, Caroline. Well, they set up a brilliant golf course, and I think you were there. I'm aging, you know, by saying this. I think you're nearly there from day one, are you?
I am here since day one, the day we opened the doors. Yeah, in 2009, March 2009, we opened the doors. So, yeah, we're into our 13th season now, which has been fantastic. And it's getting stronger and stronger. And again, as I said, golf has gone up and down, and it's like a roller coaster, and you never really know what's coming. But look, it's a great course. It's we've great members, and look, as long as we can hang on to that, we'll be here for a long, long time.
What's your favourite feature about the course itself?
As in hole, or
yeah, well, just generally, yeah. I suppose the quality of the greens and that finish is fantastic, and then you get the lift. Up to from the 17th green to the 18th tee box.
Yeah, my favourite part, I think, would be when you come off the 13th green and you're walking through that little foresty kind of area down to 14. From 14 home to 18, to me, is just a little piece of heaven. It's just superb, and it's gorgeous. And the scenery, apart from the golf side of it, the greens are excellent. They're in really, really good condition. But the closing holes for me are something that you don't see everywhere.
I know it's a plus to have the golf course open, Caroline, but it is, because there's a great atmosphere there in the clubhouse. I suppose it is a little bit of a downside that you can't open the clubhouse, and there'll be, I suppose, less mixing of members.
Yeah, and look, it's unfortunate because the pro shop here, as people know that come here regularly, it's a little hub. It's a real little get together for your chat before and after golf. There is still a little bit of that. Obviously, we have to be careful with social distance. And last year, when upstairs wasn't open, you'd find people were sitting outside on tables and chairs outside and just having that little chat for 20 minutes before they get into the car. Because it is strange, you know, you come, you play your golf, and as we all know, it's, you know, arrive, play, and leave. But, you know, it's important that people have that 15, 20 minutes of a chat before they get into the car and leave. So it's not going to be the same. But look, we dealt with it last year, and I think people are just happy to get back playing and happy to meet their friends and chat. I mean, it's so important for mental health and for many reasons. So that alone, upstairs will come when the time is right. But for now, it's important just to get people back out and give them something to do.
And the first golfers will tee off what time in the morning, Caroline?
So 8 o'clock. So we've a 7 a.m. start here in the pro shop. First tee time is 8 o'clock in the morning. The timesheet is full right up until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, which is great. It is in two balls. So at no stage will there be any rush, which is nice. So it's just kind of a nice flow all day long, which is great. I don't think that's going to last too long. I reckon 3 or 4 weeks of 2 and 3 balls, and then it'll move back to fours.
I know there's people listening saying, Jesus, there must be nobody working in the Buncloddy area.
I probably shouldn't say, but there's quite a few people going to take days off tomorrow, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's like the first day of shooting, I think. They all take the 1st of November off, yeah.
I know. My own husband was very sheepish the last few days at home, and I said, are you taking Monday off? But he's not, actually. He's going to work. He wouldn't get away with it because he'd have to check in with me in the pro shop.
So he can't cod you.
He can't cut me, no. You can try.
Well, Caroline, it's great news that golf clubs are back, and of course all the golf clubs in the county are back, and it's great for the mental health of people, and I'm delighted that you'll be back in action with your smiling face welcoming everybody in tomorrow. And thanks for taking the call, Caroline, and I'm delighted that you become an expert on a moor now, and you know how to cut greens and all of that kind of stuff, so you can add that to your CV.
I'll put that on my CV as well. Yeah. Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, Caroline.
All right. Take care. Bye. 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 Bye.